This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is pressing on with airstrikes on Gaza, including in areas where it told civilians to flee. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen threatened Saturday to prevent any ship heading to Israeli ports from passing through the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea until enough food and medicine are allowed into the Gaza Strip. Iran-backed fighters in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen have claimed responsibility for attacks on Israeli and U.S. targets since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Suri said in a televised speech Saturday evening that all ships heading to Israel, no matter their nationality, will be a target unless aid is allowed to enter Gaza freely. Quote, "We warn all ships and companies against dealing with Israeli ports," Suri said. He said Houthis have no intention to interrupt international trade, quote, "except for the ships that carry products to Israeli ports." He said the decision goes into effect immediately. For more on these and all the stories we're covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.